Title: Utah enacts AI amendments targeted at mental health chatbots and generative AI. Content: Utah is one of a handful of states that has been a leader in its regulation of AI. Utah's Artificial Intelligence Policy Act, IUAIPA, was enacted in 2024 and requires disclosures relating to consumer interaction with generative AI with heightened requirements on regulated professions, including licensed healthcare professionals. Utah recently passed three AI laws, HB 452, SB 226, and SB 332, all of which became effective on May 7, 2025, and either amend or expand the scope of the UAIPA. The laws govern the use of mental health chatbots, revise disclosure requirements for the deployment of generative AI in connection with a consumer transaction or provision of regulated services, and extend the repeal date of the UAIPA. HB 452 HB 452 creates disclosure requirements, advertising restrictions, and privacy protections for the use of mental health chatbots. 2. Mental health chatbots refer to AI technology that, 1. Uses generative AI to engage in conversations with a user of the mental health chatbot, similar to communications one would have with a licensed therapist, and, 2. A supplier represents, or a reasonable person would believe, can provide mental health therapy or help manage or treat mental health conditions. Mental health chatbots do not include AI technology that only provides scripted output, such as guided meditations or mindfulness exercises. Disclosure requirements: a mental health chatbot must clearly and conspicuously disclose that the mental health chatbot is an AI technology and not human. The disclosure must be made, 1. Before the user accesses features of the mental health chatbot, 2. At the beginning of any interaction with the user, if the user has not accessed the mental health chatbot within the previous 7 days, and 3. If asked or prompted by the user whether AI is being used. Personal information protections: mental health chatbot suppliers may not sell or share with any third party the individually identifiable health information, IIHI, or user input of a user. The prohibition does not apply to IIHI that, 1. A healthcare provider requests with the user's consent, 2. Is provided to a health plan upon the request of the user, or, 3. Is shared by the supplier as a covered entity to a business associate to ensure effective functionality of the mental health chatbot and in compliance with the HIPAA privacy and security rules. Advertising restrictions: a mental health chatbot cannot be used to advertise a specific product or service to a user in a conversation between the user and the mental health chatbot, unless the mental health chatbot clearly and conspicuously, 1. Identifies the advertisement as an advertisement and, 2. Discloses any sponsorship, business affiliation, or agreement with a third party to promote or advertise the product or service. Suppliers of mental health chatbots may not use a user's input to, 1. Determine whether to display advertisements to the user unless the advertisement is for the mental health chatbot itself, 2. Customize how advertisements are presented, or, 3. Determine a product, service, or category to advertise to the user. Affirmative defense: HB 452 establishes an affirmative defense to violations of the law which requires, among other items, creating, maintaining and implementing a policy for the mental health chatbot that meets specific requirements outlined in the law and filing such policy with the Utah Division of Consumer Protection. Penalties: violation of the law may result in administrative fines up to $2,500 per violation and court action by the Utah Division of Consumer Protection. SB 226 SB 226 pairs back UAIPA's disclosure requirements applicable to a supplier that uses generative AI in a consumer transaction to when, 1. There is a clear and unambiguous request from an individual to determine whether an interaction is with AI, rather than any request, and, 2. An individual interacts with generative AI in the course of receiving regulated services that constitute a high-risk AI interaction, instead of any generative AI interaction in the provision of regulated services. 3. Disclosure requirements: if an individual asks or prompts a supplier about whether AI is being used, a supplier that uses generative AI to interact with an individual in connection with a consumer transaction must disclose that the individual is interacting with generative